Hello and welcome back to Bible Focus. This is our fourth session in our series titled The Church Is. Now, if you went out onto the street and you asked a random person, what is the church? I imagine many of them would say a building. But the Bible talks about the church in a very different light. The church is not a human construct. It's not a nice idea. It's God's design. And so what we want to do is look at the Bible and look at the way that God describes the church to truly understand what the church is and how the church is meant to function. And so just to give you a quick recap of what we've established so far this week, in our first session on Monday, we looked at the fact that the church is a people, it's not a building. In our second session, we looked at the fact that the church is the body of Christ. And then in our third session yesterday, we looked at the church as the bride of Christ. Now, if you missed those sessions, don't worry, you can go back and listen to those at any time. All you have to do is go to our website, gnba.net. That's gnba.net, and you should be able to find them. But today we're going to focus in on the church being God's agent in the world. Now, the church globally, we love categories, don't we? Often churches describe themselves as Bible-believing or Spirit-filled. And you would hope that every church would categorize themselves as both Bible-believing and Spirit-filled. But when people categorize their church, I rarely hear them say that they are an outwardly focused church or a mission focused church. And I think this is really interesting because the church is meant to be a people who are outwardly focused. It's a central part of how we, the church, we, the people of God, are meant to live. If you go to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, now until the very end of the age." Now, we're not going to labor too long here because you've probably heard preachers break this down bit by bit, but I just want to establish one key thing for us. Jesus does not say, go and make disciples if you're really keen. He does not say, go and make disciples if you're theologically trained. Jesus puts no opt-out clauses or caveats on this. In fact, in the original language, Greek, he uses imperative verbs. And so clearly, Jesus is giving a command here. So when we speak about mission, when we speak about outreach, we're speaking about an obedience issue. And if you're not living outwardly focused lives, if you've completely removed yourselves from Jesus' command to make disciples of the nations, you have an obedience problem. Now, I know we don't like to talk about it in these types of terms, but Jesus wants his church, his people, to be the ones who go and make disciples of the nations. Jesus wants his people to be his agents in the earth, preaching the good news, shining a light, and letting others see the goodness of God. So how do we, the church, actually do this? Well, there's much we could say, but we don't have much time, so I'll establish this. I think about realizing that we are a sent people. And I think what we've done is, as the church, we've relegated mission or being outwardly focused to an event. I will invite my friend to the Christmas Carol concert. I will invite my neighbor and their family to the Easter fun day. And if I invite a friend to that, then I've done my part. I have been mission focused. And listen, I love these types of events. I'm not bashing them in the slightest. They are great tools. We have people in our own church who have come to know Jesus through these types of events. But when you read the Bible, Jesus calls us not to bring people to church, but rather bring church to them. Now, what I mean by that is that when Jesus talks about making disciples, being outwardly focused, it's never about inviting people to a meeting or an event, but rather Jesus has sent his church, the people of God, out into the world, and that's where we make disciples. And I think we need to alter our mindset. We need to break out of this box, because ultimately, mission cannot simply be about bringing people to meetings. Even though that can be good, that's important, that's right. But the church is meant to be a people who have been sent out into the world to shine a light, to preach the gospel, and allow others to see the goodness of God. And Jesus is the ultimate example of this. He was someone who was sent. He went out into the world. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering with severe pain, demon-possessed, those having seizures, those who were paralyzed. He healed all of them. And large crowds from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him." So what we see is that Jesus was someone who went out into the world. He was sent. He went throughout Galilee, and wherever he went, he taught in their synagogues. He proclaimed the good news of the kingdom. He healed every disease and sickness among the people. Jesus did not invite people to come to a building in Jerusalem. He did not put on an event and send out his disciples with flyers to get people in. He was never stationary, waiting for the next major calendar event to put on a meeting. Jesus never sat in one place waiting for people to come to him. He was always on the move. He preached on the way somewhere. He preached when he got somewhere, and he preached as he was leaving. Mission for Jesus wasn't simply about a scheduled event. It was part of his everyday life. And this is how it should be for us as well. We should always be ready to represent him. Every moment of every day there is opportunity. But this strategy by Jesus was not a scattergun thing. It was not preach everywhere and hope something sticks. This was the strategy of God as Jesus lived with an awareness of what the Father was doing. Jesus says in John chapter 5 verse 19, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing. So Jesus went throughout his everyday life with an awareness of God. So when he preached, when he healed, when he casted out a demon, no matter where it was always in response to what the Father was doing. So let me ask you, do you live with that awareness? When you're at the shops, at the school gates, at the football, at work, do you ever stop and ask, God, is there anything you want to do here? Because that's exactly how Jesus lived. He did not separate his personal life from his spiritual life. Every day, every person he met, every road he went down, he was ready and waiting to hear from the Father and to respond. And this is how Jesus wants his church to be. He wants his church to be a sent people looking to what the Father is already doing and joining him and partnering with him. This is also the pattern that we see when Jesus sends out his disciples. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 5, it says, these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you've received, now freely give. So what we see is that Jesus says, as you go, proclaim this message. He does not say, when you get somewhere, proclaim this message. He does not say, when you get a meeting set up, proclaim this message. He says, as you go. Mission happened as they went. So we see here the disciples are doing the exact same thing as Jesus. Not sitting back, waiting for people to come to them. Not inviting people to a meeting or to a building. But rather being sent into the world in order to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to heal the sick, cast out demons, etc. And so we see this pattern in the life of Jesus, and we see this pattern in the life of the disciples as well. And so it is the same for us, that we're not called to sit back in our buildings and wait for people to come to us, but rather we are people who have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be his witnesses, and we have been sent into the world to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. So what is the church? Well, today we've established the church is God's agent in the world, that we are a sent people who are called to proclaim the good news to a broken and fallen world. Well, thank you very much for joining me here today on Bible Focus. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have. Bible Focus is produced by Good News Broadcasting, and we are a listener-funded charity that has been teaching the Bible through media for over 70 years. So to find out more about who we are, about what we do, and how you can get involved, you can visit our website, gnba.net. That's gnba.net. There you'll find all the information you could ever need to get involved, to get in touch, or to support us, even if that is just by praying for us. But as well as that, you'll also find these programs also on that website, so you can go back and listen to those at any moment. But thanks again for joining me. I'll be back at the exact same time tomorrow to wrap up this week and wrap up this series by encouraging you to help you see that the church is victorious. So have a good day, and I'll see you in the next one.